Welcome to Couve.com. I'm your host, David Medore. Today we have James Watkins. James is running for state auditor. Welcome, James.
Good to be here, David.
James, first thing, if you could, in a nutshell, say what in the world does a state auditor do, and why would we? What difference does it make if we have one person versus another person here?
Yeah, well, first of all, I've got to say the state auditor is absolutely the most glamorous job in Washington politics. The state auditor is the only official in Olympia that works every day to fight fraud, waste, and abuse to make sure taxpayers get the most value out of every tax dollar paid.
Okay, so you just said some very important words. The state auditor's role is to fight fraud, waste, and abuse.
Absolutely. Across every government entity, there are about 2,700 entities in Washington state that receive taxpayer money, and the state auditor looks at all of those mostly annually. With financial audits, and then also has the ability to do performance audits on any entity in Washington state with independent funding that we as citizens gave the state auditor's office.
Okay, so question is, if the state auditor fights waste, fraud, and abuse, does it matter who is doing the waste, fraud, and abuse? Does it matter if it's citizens defrauding the government, or does it matter if it's the government defrauding citizens? Does it make a difference?
The state auditor is charged specifically with looking after the government to make sure that the government is operating well and efficiently. There's been a lot of cases recently where we've had public officials that have been defrauding the citizens, that have been skimming money from their various areas of responsibility, and that is what the state auditor fights. Not so much going after citizens, but going after government, bad officials, bad acts on the part of the government.
Really? So it sounds like it's the other side of the coin compared to the Attorney General's office. The AG's office is to defend the government from citizens, it appears. And in other words, if citizens bring a case against the government, the Attorney General's office is the defender normally. And this is, do you ever find that you're, if let's say that there's an offense, something that happens very bad, citizens are getting ripped off by some branch of the government, some agency. Aren't you, that would be one side of the coin there. On the other side of the coin, wouldn't the Attorney General's office there be in defending that agency?
The way that it works with the state auditor is the auditor's office works very closely with the Attorney General to go after bad actors in government. The Attorney General is not going to defend the bad actors in government. They will defend the government overall. They're the chief lawyer for the governor's office, for example, but not for the county auditor in a county that has been essentially defrauded by that county auditor, for example.
Okay, we'll come back to that. I'd like to be able to just simply point to your little brochure, your little flyer here, and you've got here, fight fraud, waste, and abuse. What kind of abuse? I mean, what falls into that category?
Well, that's of course job one. The abuse is the abuse of the public process, and it can span a range of things, anything from failing to meet with open meeting requests. It can be actually stealing from public coffers. It can be, you know, insider deals. All sorts of things can be abuse.
I'm pausing because I'm holding back here because there's something I want to be able to really probe about that. Open government. That whole idea of all that process needs to be out in the open, encourage public participation. What happens, let's say that a decision, foundational decisions, basic, the bedrock decisions, are made by a government agency that obviously tries to minimize or discourage public participation. They don't keep minutes. They don't give proper notice for those meetings. They arrive at these decisions and then later on deny that happened. They didn't have to meet that, or it was in draft form, or it was a number of excuses. What's the consequence? Does somebody go to jail, or just say, well, you know, just go back and clean up, you know, or do you invalidate decisions?